Chapter 9, The Yoga of the Kingly Science and Kingly Secret. The Holy Lord said, to you who argue not, shall I declare this most secret knowledge, which when joined with realization shall free you from impurity. Royal knowledge, royal secret, this the supreme purifier, readily learned by the righteous, easy to practice, eternal. Those without faith in this Dharma return without attaining me to the path of birth in this world, the realm of death, O Arjuna. All this world is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form. All beings do dwell within me, but I do not dwell within them. Nor do beings dwell within me. Behold this my divine yoga, bringing forth and supporting them. Myself yet does not dwell in them. As mighty winds move everywhere, yet always dwell in the ether. Know, Arjuna, that even so do all beings dwell within me. At the end of a kalpa, all beings merge in my prakriti. At dawn of another kalpa, I myself send them forth again. Animating my prakriti, I project again and again this whole multitude of beings helpless under prakriti's sway. And yet these acts do not bind me, sitting as one indifferent and fully unattached to them. This is the truth, Dhananjaya. Because of my proximity, prakriti produces all this. The moving and the unmoving, the world revolves because of this. Unaware of my higher state, as the great Lord of all beings, the deluded disregard me, dwelling within a human form. Of vain hopes, vain deeds, vain knowledge, without sense truly they abide in the delusive nature of the Rakshasas and Asuras. But those great souls that abide in their divine nature, Arjuna, worship me single-mindedly as their eternal origin. Glorifying me always and striving ever with firm resolve, bowing to me in devotion, always steadfast they worship me. And others sacrificing by the sacrifice of pure knowledge, worship me the all-formed as one, as distinct and as manifold.